Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the podcast, Friday night, little basement blast. You know, I thought about, I had already predetermined kind of what I wanted to do, and then, you know, Alec Baldwin gets himself arrested. The guy's such a jerk. Can you imagine, like, how many other people would get to keep their jobs if they got arrested multiple times for beating up other people? But he gets to keep his extremely low-rated show. And, you know, he'll probably still be on. There's no consequences for him. I mean, I think we figured that out when he called Ireland, whatever, the disgusting pig or whatever. I mean, who calls your child that? Especially when the child is like 8 or 11 or something like that. So what I'd like you to do, well, you don't have to actually, but if you did, if you went to Google and searched for Khloe Kardashian's real dad, Robert Kardashian comes right up. I mean, it's the picture of him and all this kind of stuff. And whatever I say today, I don't think that it should ever take away from the fact that, I mean, he did raise her, and he always considered her his daughter. So, regardless of what I say here, and going to go through it. And the reason I wanted to have this little basement blast is because of something I saw on TV this week with Khloe's real dad. And I feel like there is actually going to be the steps taken here in the next couple of months where it's just going to kind of come out. And I don't think it's going to be a very special Kardashian episode or anything like that. I think it's just going to be something that comes out in a story, an article, something like that, rather than having a, you know, because it would boost the ratings for one episode, and then they'll go back into the basement, into the where it's been for years and years. So, but so it's good that if you Google and you see real dad, that it's right there. If you want to see the good stuff, though, the stuff kind of that I'm going to talk about, you got to kind of scroll down a little bit, find the tea down there. You always got to look. The good stuff's always there. You just kind of got to look. But like I said, I saw the real dad in the background of a television show, and I will tell you which one a little bit later. And the television appearance was something that Chris made, but she kind of put him front and center after all of these years. The guy's not going anywhere. I mean, think about it. Khloe's 34 years old, so this guy's been around all this time. So basically almost 35 years if you count their pregnancy and stuff. Minimum of 35 years that he's been around. And for the most part, he's been kind of kept in the background or just ignored or whatever. But the last 5 or 6 years, kind of slowly started to come forward. The family includes him a little bit more and more and more until finally, over the last month, honestly, I mean, he's everywhere with them. So that's why I feel that all of a sudden when this happens that, you know, they're going to go ahead and just finally tell the truth. Not that they've, yeah, to tell the truth. I was going to say not that they've really been lying, but yeah, kind of. And then also it kind of distracts from the other member of the family and, you know, her ongoing search for a boyfriend, the never-ending search for a boyfriend. A search that will never end. Kind of one part of me thinks that they will kind of make an announcement or something. But then the other part is basically then Kris Jenner has to say, yeah. You know, I cheated on, you know, Robert with another guy in addition to the ones that I already told you about. And then it kind of makes them both look bad. So, I mean, I guess there is that. But I mean, I think that she already kind of broke that ice when she's talking about the quote unquote tennis coach. So maybe, you know, just throw another one. But then you're also making the real dad, you know, you something you need to talk to him about because he's the one who is also going to look bad. I mean, she's only ever admitted to that soccer player guy who turned producer. Todd Waterman. I think that was his name, right? Yeah, Todd Waterman. I mean, but there was lots more. I mean, don't kid yourself. I mean, obviously there's Chloe's dad, there's Todd Waterman. There's a bunch of people that she cheated on with, you know? And then she cheated on Todd with the then Bruce Jenner. I mean, long before Chloe was born, I mean, Robert knew the truth. He knew that he had not had sex with Chris in quite some time, including the stretch where, you know, Chloe would have had been conceived. And he knew this. I mean, it was like, it wasn't even close. It wasn't like, oh, I don't know if we had sex that week. It was like a 3 or 4 month period where they didn't have sex. So it was pretty obvious. But there was, you know, I don't think people realize how ultra conservative he is. I mean, because you just, you know, your picture of him is just being there with OJ or whatever and going to all these parties and things. But the guy was never like out of reach of a Bible. And there's no way that he would have ever wanted Chris to have like an abortion or anything like that. So, you know, what are you going to do? You know, you're going to raise the child along with the other children. You know, they just did what they had to do. And he said that it didn't matter who the father was, that Chloe was his child. And I think that's a really good way of putting it. You know, and I know that a lot of other guys probably would have bailed, and he chose to stick around. You know, he also refused a DNA test. He didn't want to have any part of that. But he did tell his next two wives that Chloe was not his biological daughter. I mean, it's not just a one-off thing. He told them both, and they both basically had the same story. So, I mean, I know that Chloe doesn't like talking about all the rumors and everything like that. But at the same time, I mean, it would all go away if they would just tell the truth. And then people would stop talking about it and they would just move on. I mean, it's a whole lot better than talking about some of the people that it could possibly be. I think that Robert thought that when Chris got pregnant, that would probably be the end of the affairs. But they got more frequent. And, you know, they culminated with that Todd Waterman guy. You know, do you know that she paid all of his bills, including, like, his car, like, which was a Mercedes? I mean, she wasn't exactly being discreet about this. And she was introducing him as her boyfriend and things like that. So, and at that point, you know, he didn't really have a choice. You would think that he would go ahead and get divorced. But I think it actually took, well, they did get divorced because of that. But at the same time, I mean, they filed for divorce. But at the same time, she was cheating on Todd with the then Bruce Jenner. So, I mean, because she was with Bruce when the divorce became final. And they got married about a month after the divorce became final, something like that. Because they had all of Bruce's kids living there, all of Chris's kids. There was like 8 kids living there. I mean, it was so bad that Rob had to sleep in the same bedroom as his mom and Bruce, like looking at them. So, I mean, a lot of people who are less fortunate have to make do like that, but I just kind of gives me the creeps when you think about it like that, you know, because newlyweds and everything, and they got Rob Kardashian sleeping in the same room. And actually, the dad, Robert Kardashian, I guess we'll just say senior or whatever, I mean, he filed a motion in court because he thought that was really upsetting himself. And I kind of have to, you know, I don't remember if he got the motion granted or not, but that was the basis of his motion, was the fact that he didn't think that Chris was being a very good parent by doing that. So let's go back to 1983, which is when Chloe would have had to be conceived. And I mean, I could just tell you who that is, but I just some of the other theories, and I just kind of want to go through them really quickly because some of them I think are just ridiculous, and then some I could see. But then when you kind of dig a little bit deeper, then you realize it's probably not. I mean, everyone always looks to OJ. And then OJ just kind of fuels that fire because he loves the attention, because nobody cares about OJ. But if you kind of put him with a Kardashian, then all of a sudden he'll go, oh, yeah, you know, then all of a sudden people pay him attention. So he is willing to stoke that fire. Now, if we go back to 1983 in the Wayback Machine, OJ was not yet married to the woman he would murder, Nicole Brown, but they were dating. And here's the thing. While they were dating, I mean, he was also hooking up with lots of other women, including like high school students. Okay. And these were like the age of high school students where the parents would answer the phone and he would hang up. So he would have Chris actually call for him, which is kind of weird because Chris and Nicole are supposed to be good friends. But she would be willing to set him up with the high school kids, or at least help or give an assist. So that's kind of a little bit of odd behavior and an argument you can make that perhaps she was not that loyal or didn't really believe in the girl code or something. That could very well be. The other thing is when you think about OJ and Kris Jenner is that Robert Kardashian and OJ were best friends. And Chris and Nicole were kind of good friends, but then she always says that they were good friends, but then when you see that she's assisting him in hooking up with high school girls, you have to wonder how close they are. And she did know that, you know, Nicole used to do the yachting and stuff, and did it later again in life after she split with OJ. That's what she was doing when she was killed, basically. That was her way of getting income. So I think that Nicole probably introduced guys to Chris. But I don't see Chris and OJ together. There's just too many, you know, Chris is willing to go ahead and sleep around, but is she willing to hook up with her husband's best friend? Or one of his best friends, and somebody that's dating a friend. You know, it's kind of, there's a lot of, oh, this is a bad idea. Oh, this is a bad idea. When you get to about 10 of those, oh, it's a bad idea, then it leads me to believe that they probably didn't. And I just think that everybody likes saying OJ because it adds a lot of drama. It's more fun to talk about. But I don't see it. You know, I think that if he hadn't been friends with Robert, then maybe, you know, it seems like a little bit of a stretch. Now, somebody who's not a stretch, at least from first glance, is Lionel Richie. Now, he's always in the conversation, and it's mainly because Sophia and Chloe look so much alike, at least, you know, and Sophia's fairly tall. So they really do look a lot alike. One of the things that I would say that they maybe is that Chloe has kind of made herself look like a different person than she used to be. So if you look at older pictures of Chloe, then she doesn't look quite as much like Sophia. But I will say that, you know, nowadays they look pretty close. So if Scott had a baby with Sophia, oh, then Chloe would be the aunt, but it wouldn't be an aunt if to the other ones that she currently is an aunt to. Interesting. But anyway, so back in October 1983, Lionel had an album that was released. I think it was October 11th, 1983 to be exact. For Chloe to be born in June of 1984, the probable date of conception is about September of 1983. And the first single was released off that album on August 31st, 1983. So how much time did Lionel have in September of 1983? See, I could totally buy Lionel hooking up with Chris. Unlike the OJ one, I could see this. My question is because we know it has to be a specific month. It has to be September of 1983. Okay. And he's very busy. He's released something on August 31st, and he's got an album coming out October 11th. So the whole month of September, he's basically promoting that single, plugging the album to be, you know, setting up a tour for the after the album's released and things like that. So making appearances. So I'm really, that's a tight window you have him squeezed into. Now, is it possible? Sure. But I mean, it's really tight. Plus, at that time, he was married to Brenda, who actually co-wrote one of the many hits from that album. And there was a lot. There was like seven hits. I think all seven of the singles that were released all went into the top 10 or top 20. And the only one that didn't was the only one that wasn't released, and that's the one that was co-written by David Foster. Look at that. David Foster's everywhere. So David Foster was writing songs on records 35 years ago. So, still around. Now, for sure, Lionel started having an affair with a woman in 1984. And the summer of it, to be exact. And I say woman, but she was about 17, maybe 18. And Lionel was 35 at the time. So, you know, double her age, pretty much. They always like to pretend that this affair didn't start till about 1986, but it really started in 84. And I think because she was so young, I mean, 17, I think, is how old she was. And he's 35, so it kind of seems a little bit creepy. But, you know, does it get much better when he's 37 and she's 19? I mean, at least she's officially 100% legal. But, I mean, it doesn't sound all that much better, to be honest with you. But, you know, that's what they wanted. So, I mean, if he's willing to have an affair in 1984, then he's probably willing to have an affair in 1983. But here's the thing. When Brenda found out about this affair with the teenager, she found out about it in about 1988. So they had been hooking up for 4 years. So this is kind of like a long-term thing. Her name is Diane Alexander, by the way, and Brenda decides to go over to Diane's apartment, and it's at 2 o'clock in the morning, and guess who's there? Lionel's there, and Brenda decides to kick his balls so hard that he had to go straight to the hospital. She just wound up and went for it. And when that happened, Diane screamed. And so some neighbor in the apartment called the cops. So when the cops arrived, though, they found Brenda just beating the crap out of Diane. She was on top of Diane, and she was, like, punching her and hitting her and screaming at her. So this is somebody that Lionel must have known could have the propensity for something like this. So are you going to hook up with somebody that you might see on a regular basis, like Chris? Who was Chris Kardashian then, but are you going to hook up with that person where you're going to see them and run into them? Or are you going to kind of limit your, you know, your hookups to one night stands when you're out on the road? You know, so, because obviously if you get caught, you're going to get your balls kicked and the girlfriend's going to get beat up. Now, Diane, by the way, is Sophia's mom. So, Sophia's mom is the one that Lionel started dating when she was 17, which also brings up the interesting point, which I've talked about before, but maybe you didn't hear it because it's an old podcast, and I think I might have written about it too. But when Sophia was 17, she went yachting for a whole summer without anybody, and she was meeting men who were in their 30s and their 40s, and she was hooking up with them, and nobody did anything to stop it. It wasn't until later that she got together with Scott. There was that whole summer before she got together with Scott when she was just 17, and she was doing this. She was out actually like in the Mediterranean on yachts alone with these men. I'm sure she, you know, met friends or whatever, but she traveled there alone. And nobody ever said anything. Lionel didn't seem to care. And now I think wondering, looking back at him when he's 35 going out with a 17-year-old, so he doesn't see anything a problem with his daughter, who's 17, also going out with 35-year-olds. And maybe because of that, Sophia didn't see anything wrong with going out with 35-year-olds because her mom and dad got together under that same circumstance. It's probably why she doesn't see anything wrong with going out with Scott. You know, she just kind of grew up like that. She grew up thinking that that was the way they, you know, go. So Lionel cheated on Diane, and that's why that marriage ended. I don't know. So if he had a one-night thing, would he have it with Chris? And then on that one-night thing, he would have to get, you know, basically lucky, I guess, to or whatever, to get Chris pregnant. It would be because he went out with Diane for 4 years and she didn't get pregnant. Yes, I know birth control and such. But he was obviously probably really concerned with it with Diane if they went out for 4 years. So he wasn't concerned with it with Chris. They just were so hot and heavy for each other. So I don't really get that either. You could argue for it, and you could argue for it way more than you could argue for OJ. Because the OJ thing, I just think there's too many, I don't know. I mean, obviously he was there in the life way more, but again, that's what makes it hard, right? Because you don't want to see this person that you hooked up with every single weekend or a couple of times a week. It makes things very complicated. So let's move on to her dad. The man who is her dad, Alex Roldan. Now, I'm sure many of you have been down this road. And, you know, I'm not telling you anything new. I'm just telling you that, well, we'll talk about him in case you didn't know. But I'm just telling you that there's a whole lot of new things going on, which leads me to believe that the family is going to announce it or slow roll it out or something like that. So he's a hairdresser who worked on a music video that Chris did for her 30th birthday, which would have been in 1985. But we need to see him with her way back in 1983. And we do. There is a photo of OJ, Nicole, Rob, and Chris at a party in the summer of 1983. And Alex Roldan was at that party. So we have them together in the summer of 1983. I mean, maybe he had some party favors and he and Chris, you know, kind of began hooking up that summer and fall. When she wasn't having sex with Robert, remember? Because this whole summer, she's not having sex with Robert. I mean, he knew right away that it was impossible for him to be the father of Chloe. You know, so here's why I think that he is coming in. There was a recent episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and there is a scene. It's a short one, and they could have easily cut it, but they didn't. They left it in. They left in this couple of lines. Knowing probably what it would do. And they got these 23andMe tests. And go listen to my episodes about why you should never get a 23andMe test. But they got them. And there's a part where Chloe and Courtney had completely different results. And Kendall made a huge deal about it. She said something like, "Oh my gosh, look how much purple you have, Courtney. And Chloe, you don't have any." I mean, she was making a big deal about it. And if you are full sisters, those charts are going to look pretty similar. They just are. Now, Kendall's will look different from Courtney's, you know, because she's got a half a genetic makeup that's going to be different. And then if you look at, you know, Kendall and Chloe now, I guess, then they would be different. But if you look at Kim and Courtney and Rob Jr., I bet you theirs are almost virtually identical. And if you look at Kylie and Kendall's, theirs are probably virtually identical. But then you have Chloe, this outlier. And they made a big deal about it. But they could have just sliced it right out. It wasn't that germane to the whole thing. But they left it in. Now, just a couple of weeks after the episode, look who showed up at the Ellen Show with Chris. Now, you have to remember, over the last 5 or 6 years, I said that, you know, things have kind of picked up. If you go from 1985, let's say, all the way up until about 2012, there's no photos of Alex with anybody in the Kardashian family. None. There's just not. But all of a sudden in 2012, then there's a picture with Alex and Khloe, and then Kylie makes the smartest remark about, hey, there's your, you know, your real dad. And then I think that she deleted the tweet. But think about this. 6 years ago, people weren't talking about it as much. Yet somehow, and they certainly weren't talking about Alex. Go back and look at articles and things like that. They didn't. And so why did that just, that came out of nowhere? And then Kylie was much younger then, right? She was, she probably wasn't even old enough to drive. And she's making that comment. And then deletes it. So there's this kind of, you know, truth about it. And that it just kind of came out of nowhere. Because people hadn't really been speculating that he was the father. And then you look at the pictures and everything of him, and he really does look like her. It's kind of a spitting image. I mean, he's Russian, and I guarantee if you go look at her 23andMe, she's a little Russian in there. Their facial structure is the same. Their skin tone is the same. Their noses are exactly the same until she got hers worked on. But if you go look at the older pictures of her nose, they're exactly the same. I mean, exactly. You know, they have the same kind of, you know, head. It's just, it's, they're both very, very tall. I mean, she stands far and above everybody else in her family. And there's no other people in the family that are as tall as her. But he's a very big guy. So it's kind of, the similarities are the same. The timeline matches up. And then this, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians episode, and then this final thing with Ellen. So do you remember it was Ellen had been scaring everybody all week, right? So she decided to scare Chris backstage. You know, Chris is walking by. Go look at the video because you're going to want to look at the video now. And, you know, somebody pops up and screams and Chris like freaks out and almost falls down and Corey rushes to save her. And when you go back and look at this video, look at the person who is standing next to Chris, who's walking with Chris, who kind of gets a little scared himself. Who is it? It's Alex. Right there with her on the Ellen Show. At the Ellen Show. Front and center. I mean, this is not something that you would normally see. You would not normally see him included in anything. So now we have the Keeping Up with the Kardashian, where they talk about your DNA is different than everybody else's. And you have Alex with Chris at the Ellen Show. And just right there, front and center, it's pretty obvious. I mean, this is 35 years after the fact, after they hooked up in 1983, and they're still together. I mean, what kind of bond do they have? They have the bond of Khloe. They have this thing that's not going to go away. So it's there. You know, you're not going to, I'm sorry, but, you know, 35 years is a long time. I mean, she didn't, it's outlasted, you know, both of her marriages. So, I mean, obviously, you know, so that's something else. And then the final straw, the final kind of yes, is, you know, that Khloe's middle name is Alexandra, right? A little tribute to Alex? I think so. So I'm saying look for something in the next couple of weeks or a month. Where just, again, that he's brought out and brought out and brought out. And I think that this is what they're leading to. All right, everybody. You guys have a great weekend, and we will talk soon.